Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Bob, spring has sprung, brother, and we're going to talk a little bit about some shells and some gills.
Yeah,
on the grills.
That's right.
So this is a little bit fishy show, but I'm excited about it. I am Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And the skeeters are springing already too.
Man,
so
aren't they?
Welcome spring.
Yeah, I played my golf league last Monday night, and I'm set. We got, you know, there's a portion of the golf course that's pretty wooded. You get back in there, man, you're swatting those things and standing over the ball, and they're like.
Well, congratulations. You're back in a golf league.
Yeah.
Hey, that's big.
Well, I enjoy
that's
it.
That's big.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jop, before I get into what you did last week, if you grilled anything at all, and I know
it was busy, it might have been last week. Yeah.
So, Siciliano's beer of the week. We already tapped it here.
Right.
Siciliano's beer of the week is the Ellison Dawn Street Pale Ale. And what do you think of that?
You know what? I really like it. It's kind of a little bit of a hazy color. It's kind of a tropical aroma when you smell it. And then, you know, there's like this burst of citrus, and then there's some hops on the back end. And this place is over in East Lansing, Michigan. There's Ellison Brewery and Spirits. They also make wine and hard spirits as well as beer over there.
Yeah, so, I've been to the tap room right downtown, right across from, the Lugnut Stadium, I think
it is. It's on Dawn Street. Is where it's at. That's the name of their pale ale.
Yeah, they seem to do a really nice job there. They have a beautiful, I don't know where they brew it, if they brew it in the tap room that I was at.
They got a couple facilities,
okay,
it says.
Okay. Yep. So must be they make it in East Lansing.
Right.
That
they do.
Okay.
But you can find this and many, many other incredible microbrewed brews over at Siciliano's Market on the west side of Grand Rapids. The cool part about Siciliano's is this has an individual price tag on it. It's $3.29 a can. The cool part about that is you can walk in there and make your own six-pack.
So that makes this a pretty pricey beer, actually. Ellison, Dawn Street Pale
Ale. It's a 16-ounce, though.
It is. It is, but I'm saying it's $3.29 a can.
Yep.
So this is a real premium, but it's powerful, too, as our friend walking around the studio here patiently waiting for his segment stated. Tom Lindsley's coming up in the next segment. From Cold Steel Tactical, he picked up this can and he goes, "Wow, that's got some horsepower."
Yeah,
he's a tank driver, so you know he knows what horsepower is all about.
We'll get into all of that. I'm
sure. That's right. Yeah. So, how did your barbecue last Saturday go?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. Never a dull moment. I did a graduation party last Saturday after the show, and they told me 60 to 80 people, and then they called and said, "Oh, it might be 100, right, a couple days before," which was time to react. So in my true fashion, I bring 20, 25% more than I think I'm going to need, because the worst thing you can do when you're putting a party together is run out, right? Well, their 60 to 80 was accurate, and it was closer to the 60 side. I had absolutely double of everything. I did pulled chicken. I did pulled pork. We did mac and cheese and some cornbread, and I had twice as much as I needed. So what do you do with that when you get home with it, right? That's the thing, is that they didn't want it because it was a ton of food. So I bring it home and I put it in the, you know, Ziploc it or shrink wrap it rather, and then froze it up. But I got these, you know, 30 packets of chicken and 30 packets of pulled pork. But I did find one thing that worked really well. When you have to package that pulled pork, if you do it while it's still warm, all the fat is down in the bottom of the pan, and you tend to pick off the stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when you reheat it, it's dry. So what I did is I put it in the refrigerator overnight before I packaged it, and then it was in a silver chafing pan, right? I turned that thing over on the cutting board, and it went bunk out as a block out of there.
Came out like a gelatin mold.
But there was like a layer of fat on the bottom of it, so I could get a chunk of that and put it in the bag.
So you could just cut it into squares, slide it into a packet.
And I got the moisture.
You're a genius.
Hey, man. It worked, but that was my epiphany from the...
Hey, you know what? When you have to cook for a bunch of people, sometimes these little things that we just joke about now, but sometimes it's the little things when you're doing a job that make it better the next time or make your product better the next time.
And that's
getting that fat in there is a big deal. It will be dry.
Right.
So why buy? Yeah, I get it. I ended up last Saturday over in Pinconning, Michigan, and I'll tell you what, these people, the Northwest Wholesale Outlet, Marty and his gang.
Crazy Marty and his gang,
and
yeah.
Troy.
Right.
This is a gigantic place. I did, and I got to meet Kevin Ricker, who we found out my buddy Kevin's cousin. Okay, shout out to
Kevin.
Were
these guys from the South? They're both named Kevin?
And anyway.
South of here.
You don't have a cousin named Randy?
I don't.
You're from Shartucky. That's
weird. Randy Joppy. No, I might have one named Randy, but
anyway. So this Ricker's Market is in Linwood, which is a little south of Pinconning, Michigan. This guy is pretty much, I'd say, a grocery guru. He worked for a very large grocery chain, ran a bunch of stores for 30 years, retired, and then opened up his own market. And he's got the Sobey thing going, where he's got this huge meat counter, and the brats he made, they were fantastic. They did one brat that was called the Morning After, and there was another station there, some Z93 out of the Tri-Cities or something, and the morning crew was there, and their show was called the Morning After. Good guys, competing station to our UPS 98.5 up there. But we had fun with those disc jockeys, and we had their Morning After. I smoked 100 pounds of that for them, and... did jalapeno brats, all kinds of great brats. Had tons of listeners from the 98.5 UPS come in to say hi, to get their picture taken.
Sorry I couldn't be there, man.
I'll tell you what, that station is a powerhouse, and we really appreciate being on UPS.
Well, I look forward to it. I'm headed up there with Captain Ken to Augray, and I go through Pinconning on the way to Augray.
Nice.
And so I'm planning on stopping in there in early July.
You need to
July,
do that. Man. Now, Marty roams the premises on a stretch Yamaha 6-seater golf cart with a lift kit, mags, and I'm pretty sure there's I'm pretty sure there's a mount for a 50 caliber on their top. But this place is so cool, and Marty is just an amazing person. I met his wife, and of course Troy and his wife, and just the staff it's very just a friendly, nice staff. I found the kayak.
One that fit you just right?
Oh my gosh, dude, I'll show you a picture when we take a commercial break.
So you did spend.
I didn't buy it. I didn't say I bought it. I said I found it.
Yeah. Father's Day's coming up, Maureen.
Oh,
right? Kids,
my goodness.
Are you listening?
Yeah. This is so cool. Yeah. I'd kayak my keister off with that thing.
Yeah.
Compared to what I'm using right now. No wonder I hate my kayak.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what a fun day. Oh, my gosh. I can't say enough about the crowd. We probably had 3,000 people. We had
a lot of snossages, Bob.
The local game warden came by with he looked like he was ready for the gang unit. He's all duded up. And he was just a wonderful man, friend of Marty's.
Sure.
This guy knows everybody.
Well, that's cool.
So if you're looking for anything sporting goods related, I mean, from bows to kayaks to, goodness sakes, jerky. They sell jerky by the semi load. So it's called Northwest Wholesale Outlet in Pinconning, Michigan. Check them out.
All right, going to be good. Coming up next, we've got an old friend of the show here, Tom Lindsley. And Tom has a company called Cold Steel Tactical, and I just referenced Father's Day. He's got a couple things here that we're going to talk about that would be awesome Father's Day gifts.
The ultimate.
But anyway, so stick with us, and we'll be right back.